This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Nebraska ranchers face two-year recovery after largest wildfire in state history. Four wildfires that ignited across Nebraska on March 12 have burned more than 807,000 acres of rangeland and shattered the state's record for acres burned in a single season. Cattle ranchers now face at least 2 years before they can return livestock to scorched pastures. The largest of the four, the Morrill Fire, consumed 642,029 acres across Morrill, Garden, Grant, Arthur, and Keith counties before reaching 100% containment by March 29, according to InciWeb and NASA Earth Observatory. United States Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins called it the ninth largest wildland fire in American history. The fire's perimeter stretched roughly 400 miles, according to the Nebraska Examiner. Three other fires added to the toll: the Cottonwood Fire at 31,259 acres, the Road 203 Fire near Halsey at 36,930 acres, and the Anderson Bridge Fire at 17,400 acres, according to the Nebraska State Climate Office. More than 1 million acres burned across the broader region when fires in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas are included, Farm Progress reported. Governor Jim Pillen said the Morrill Fire is believed to have been electrical in nature, with wind-popping wires and sparks, according to the Nebraska Examiner. A photograph posted to Facebook showed a downed electrical pole on Dove Ranch, where the fire began. Trent Luce, a sixth-generation Nebraska rancher, said on The Kim Monson Show that the Road 23 fire near Halsey started from a government-prescribed burn that escaped control. "It's like a death." Rose Mary White, 86, of Arthur County, died trying to escape the flames that destroyed her homestead, according to the Nebraska Examiner. Nebraska Department of Agriculture Director Sherry Vinton estimated that 35,000 cattle were impacted by the fires. An official with the Rocky Mountain Complex Incident Management Team confirmed 200 sheep killed in the Morrill Fire alone. At the ranch of Naomi Loomis north of Broadwater, 10 calves died. Some that survived had blisters on their mouths and tongues from crying out as flames passed over them. "It's like a death," Loomis told the Nebraska Examiner. "We're in mourning." Loomis lost nearly 4,000 acres of pasture along with hay, fences, and corrals. Garden County, where the Morrill Fire burned the most land, holds more than 900,000 acres of pasture land, supporting nearly 85,000 cattle and calves. Morrill County is one of the top cattle-producing counties in the nation, with more than 160,000 head, according to the 2022 Census of Agriculture. 2 years without grazing. The Morrill Fire traveled approximately 70 miles in less than 12 hours, driven by wind gusts that reached 71 miles per hour in the Panhandle and 55 miles per hour at North Platte, according to the Nebraska State Climate Office. All of the affected area was in severe or extreme drought when the fire struck. Last winter was the second warmest and fourth driest in Nebraska's recorded history. The Nebraska Sandhills, one of the largest intact temperate grasslands in the world, receive roughly 14 inches of annual rainfall in the western reaches where the fire burned. The sandy soils that underlie the grass-covered dunes are uniquely fragile. Grazing too soon could destroy recovering root systems entirely. If it continues to be warm and dry, it's going to be very problematic in terms of recovery of those pastures, Nebraska Extension educator Aaron Berger told the Nebraska Examiner. Most ranchers, if their pasture burned, they're not planning on turning out to graze, because there's just not going to be adequate forage there for the cattle. Luce said no one in the burn area expects to graze this year or next. He cited Banner County rancher Paula Brown, whose land burned 6 years ago and still has sections that cannot support cattle. "We know that the grass will come back," said Sarah Paisley, a University of Nebraska Extension educator in Garden County. "It's just how quickly can it come back when we don't have any rain?" The Climate Prediction Center forecasts above-average temperatures and below-average precipitation across western Nebraska through June, with drought expected to persist or worsen, according to the Nebraska Examiner. Ranchers helping ranchers. Within days of the fires, relief convoys began rolling west. On March 23, rancher Justin Smith of Craig organized a convoy of more than 15 semis carrying over 700 bales of hay across 22 loads from Oakland to Gothenburg, Wild reported. "There's a lot of emotions in it," Smith said. And that's probably the biggest toll is the psychological toll. It's very overwhelming. Just where do you start and where do you go with it? Jordan Russell, owner of Heartland Lumber and Supply in Oshkosh, set up a donation draw point in a vacant grain elevator. The Nebraska Cattlemen Disaster Relief Fund is accepting donations and relief applications. The Nebraska Sandhills Rancher Fire Relief Fund was created for ranchers in the five affected counties. The Salvation Army's donations are being matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000 by the Mutual of Omaha Foundation. University of Nebraska Extension offices are coordinating recovery resources, and wildfire recovery for farmers and ranchers workshops are scheduled for April 8 through 10 in Arthur, Brady, and Oshkosh, covering disaster assistance programs and pasture recovery strategies. "This is devastating, and it hits everybody," Russell told the Nebraska Examiner, "but it's really, really going to affect those smaller ranches that might have to sell off after something like this." And now, Kim's perspective. These ranching families have been stewards of the Nebraska Sandhills for generations, and now they face years of recovery on land that gets 14 inches of rain in a good year. What gives me hope is the neighbors showed up with hay convoys, donated fencing, and calls to extension offices asking where to send help. That is how free people solve problems, without waiting for Washington. These grasslands are fragile, and we depend on the families who manage them carefully so the rest of us can eat. Pray for rain, and if you can, donate to the relief funds. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.